You're listening to Amir Chazaru Daniel Eisenberg Masech Psachim Daf Nun Daf Samach Amud Aleph. It makes sense to start the Mishnah Nun Tesamah Beis. Okay. Let's do the Mishnah Nun Tesamah Beis at the bottom. V'sneisimah Pesach Sheshachto Shelo Lishmo. So if the someone slaughtered a Pesach Lo Lishmo, not for the sake of a Korban Pesach. Well, what was he doing it for? Take a look at Rashi. L'shem Shlamim. Mm-hmm. Right, so it's the Korban Pesach. He has the lamb. It's the one that they, you know, tied to the bed, and you know they're ready for this lamb. And then he's like, "Ah, this is my shlomen." He's shechting it, right? V'kibel v'halach v'zarach shelo lishmo, and then he did the Kabbalah Saddam and the Halicha Saddam and the Zrika Saddam. Did Rakhon mention this in the Hakdama at all? Okay, so here's just a Korbanos 101. So the main thing that's of the Korbanos that really achieves the kapara, and we had a hint to it on the previous amud, is the dam. The dam is the final step. But what happens with the dam? What happens with the flesh and the hides and things like that? It's not as critical as what happens with the blood. And there are four steps. Of the as we saw, it's amakev, right? There's even lina if you leave it on the top of the mizbeach, right? So there are four steps of to four vodos of the blood. One is the shechita, right? That's the getting the blood out. The kabbalah sadam, getting the kli, the halicha sadam, walking it over to the mizbeach, and the zrika sadam, the sprinkling on the mizbeach. That finals. All four of these are critical. They're ma'akev. All four of these vodos need to be done properly. The zrika is the one that finally achieves the kapara. Happens to be that the shechita shechita is the one that can be done with the zar and non kohen, but the other three have to be done with the kohen dafka. Okay, so now, and this applies to the sprinkling and the walking is not always to the same place. There's you know differences there, but it's always these are the four avodos of it. So anyway, so we have the shechita is done lo lishmo, but the the Pesach Shachar Lo Lishmo, and then the Kabbalah Halacha Halicha and the Zrika are Lo Lishmo. Oh, Lishmo Vishalo Lishmo, or it was first Lishmo, and then it was done Lo Lishmo at some point. Oh, Shalo Lishmo, Ulishmo, or it started off not being Lishmo, and then he did Lishmo. Either way, puzzle. All these cases are puzzle. Sounds like you need it to be Lishmo throughout. Ketzad, lishmo v'shalo lishmo. What is that case where it's lishmo and then not lishmo? L'shem Pesach, l'shem shlamim. At first he's saying this is a Pesach, and then he switches. I'm doing shlamim. Shalo lishmo v'shalo lishmo. L'shem shlamim v'l'shem Pesach. He has in mind that he's doing shlamim, and then he goes to the Pesach. Anyway, none of these will work. Okay. Boy Rav Papa. Rav Papa asks, ba'avoda achas. Tanan, obishtei avodos tanan. Is our Mishnah teaching regarding one avoda or two avodos? Right? Remember, there are four different avodos of it. So, are we saying that so let's take a look at Rashi for a moment. Avodos achas tanan, v'chishev balishmo v'shalo lishmo v'afil. Right, that it's saying that he had in mind that it should be lishmo and then not lishmo v'afil hachi k'tani pasul. Rabbi Yosi, maybe I should have read another line first, but Rabbi Yosi, he damar maseches tamura af begmar dvarav adam nitpas davuk. Right, so we spoke about this a little bit a couple of blad ago, the discussion of Rabbi Yosi and Rameir, that Rabbi Yosi says that if you declare something, let's say you say in this case is tamura, you say that this is going to be a tamura. A tamura is a substitute. So when you have a certain carbon and you say this animal is going to substitute for it, so say this is a substitute for a shlamim. It's a substitute for an ola. So which one is it? It's a shlamim or an ola? So Reb Meir says we follow the first thing you said. So shlamim, so it's a shlamim. Reb Yossi says no, it's af gemar. Dvarav Adam Nitvas Davuk, right? That even the second part of what he said, so you have to find a way to make it work, right? We saw this previously in the Gemara talking about if some it was where? It was on
It was a while ago.
Right, it was Nun Gimel, where he says, this is for a Pesach, right? This meat is for Pesach. It's for the Korban Pesach. And then we say, well, hold on, is that the way you do, is that the way that people typically dedicate Korbanos or not? Is that familiar at all, a little bit? Maybe. And there's a simon, if you say like this, a korban mincha, right? If you say mincha sa'orim, I'm going to give a mincha of barley, but a korban mincha is not of barley. There's like only two times of mincha of barley. So do we try to make what your words work, or do we just throw it out and say okay, nothing? So Rav Shimon says you throw it out. Nothing makes sense. Rav Meir says, and we're not going to deal with Rav Shimon here. Rav Meir says you go with the first opinion, the first thing they said, right? The first thing that makes sense, chapit. Right, and Rabbi Yossi says, let's make everything that he said work. We'll find a way. If you say that this is a tamura for an ola, for shlamim, for an ola, so then we're going to make it the value of a shlamim and an ola, and you know, we're going to make whatever you said work. So now, we want to see. So we see Rabbi Yossi is machshiv. What happens at the end? He includes what happens at the end. So we're going to try to apply this to machshava he had. Right, his intentions, even at the end, are going to be significant. So let's see. So Rav Papa wants to know, Bavoda achasnan or b'shtei avodasnan? Bavoda achasnan, is it talking about one avoda, that meaning in one step, and Rabbi Yosihi, damar afeg mar dvarav adam nitvas? Do we say that it's talking about one avoda, where, right, when we say it's lo lishmo and then lishmo or vice versa, but he has one intention, and then in the same avoda he has the other intention, right? He shifts in the middle, and if so, that it must be the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, that because he like, where he includes the second intention he has in that avoda. Because if it's Remeir, Hamar Tafos Lashon Rishon. Because Rav Meir would just say, right? If it's one avoda, if the Mishnah is talking about one avoda that you changed your kavana in the middle of that same avoda, so Rav Meir would say we chop the first one. So if you had lishma originally, you stick with that. So if it's one avoda, it wouldn't be Rav Meir; it must be Rav Yossi, because Rav Yossi would include the second thing he's doing. O Dilma, or maybe b'shtei avodosnan. Maybe our Mishnah means it's talking about two separate avodos. Gafil Reb Meir, damar tavas lashon rishon. Even Reb Meir, who says you follow the first the first thing you had kavana for, hani mili b'avodachas. He would only say that if it's in one avoda. Avo b'shtei avodos mode demifsel. But he would admit if it's in two different avodos. So if you mess up one of the avodos by not having the right kavana, by having it lo lishmo, then it wouldn't count. So maybe that's what we're saying, right? I mean, like, Remeir makes, that makes sense, like, that Remeir would hold that. For example, in our case that we gave, if you say, it's a tamura for an ola, it's a tamura for a shlamim. If you say it's a tamura for an ola, and then the next day, this is a tamura for the shlamim, so clearly that's two different things. Remeir wouldn't say chap the rishon. So maybe over here, to me machalik in avodos and say, no, if it's one avoda, okay, so then it must be Rabbi Yossi. But if it's two avodos, then it could be Rabbi Yossi, it could even be Remeir. So what's our mission saying? So now the Gemara just wants to clarify. Amri Ahaye, we were saying it on what? Which phrase of the Mishnah are we even analyzing? Like, right, because there's a few phrases there, it was all confusing. So which one are we talking about? Inema Ashalo Lishmo Ulishmo. So if it's on the line where we said, it's first lo lishmo, and then it's lishmo. So bein bavoda achas, bein b'shtei avodos, bein l'Rebbe Meir, bein l'Rebbe Yossi, ifsele. Right. So if it was on lo lishmo, right? First, it starts out lo lishmo, and then it becomes lishmo. So that would be a problem, whether it's one avoda or two avodos, whether it's Meir or Yossi, because the first thing you did was wrong. Mikamaisa. Because Rabbi Yossi holds that also the Gemar Dvarav is included, but it's like, right? So, but he also holds the first lashon that you said. So, with Rabbi Yossi, if you messed up either at the beginning or the end, you messed up. And Rameir, since it's at the beginning, you messed up. So, Ella. So that can't be what we're talking about. Ella, that can't be our question. Right? That can't be what the Gemara is like. Who is this? Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Meir? Is it two avodas or one avoda? That one's obvious. It doesn't matter who it is. Everyone agrees. So, Ella, rather, which line is it on? A lishmo v'shelo lishmo. It's on the line in the Mishnah where we said it starts off lishmo, and then becomes lo lishmo. So that's the one that we're trying to figure out. So my, so nu. So toshma. First attempt. We're going to have four. Four tashmas, I believe, on the summit to try to figure out what's going on here. So toshma, ha-pesach sheshachto shelo lishmo. The Pesach, I think this is our Mishnah. Right? The Pesach that was slaughtered lo lishmo. V'kibel v'halach v'zarak shelo lishmo. And then the Kabbalah, the Halicha, and the Zrika were done lo lishmo. So, heichidami, what is this case? Inema kediktani, if you take it at, you know, as we learned at face value, lamali ad mechashev lekulahu. Why do you have to mention this, the machshava by all of them? Mikamaisa ifsalei. It's already puzzle from the first thing you did wrong. Elav hachitani. So rather, isn't this like how we're really supposed to understand this Mishnah? Ha pesach sheshachto shelo lishmo. If the Pesach was slaughtered lo lishmo, inami, or alternatively, shachto lishmo, v'kibah v'halach v'zarach shelo lishmo, inami, or alternatively, shachto v'kibah v'halach lishmo, v'zarach shelo lishmo, right? Dehavya la shtei avodos. And we're talking about shtei avodos here. Right? I mean, like we, in the Mishnah, it doesn't make sense. The way you would simply read the Mishnah, the way we read it, doesn't really make sense. It says if the Pesach was slaughtered lo lishmo, and then the other three avodos were done lo lishmo. No. So it means or, right? Really, it's if this was done lo lishmo or this part was done lo lishmo. So the first case is clearly we're talking about multiple avodos. Dehavya la shtei avodos. Ema seifa, and I'm going to say the seifa. Lishmo. V'shalol l'shmo heichidami. We have ima seifa l'shmo v'shalol l'shmo, and then the seifa is talking about where it was done l'shmo, and then at some point later not l'shmo heichidami. So what is that case? Inema b'shtei avodos hein reisha. If you're going to tell me that we're talking about two avodos here, isn't that what the reisha was? The first case in our Mishnah. It's that right. It was where there's different avodos. You messed up in one of the avodos, right? What maybe you slaughtered lo lishmo, or the Kabbalah was lo lishmo, or the Zrika was lo lishmo, but you messed up in the avodos. So then when we went on to the next case in our Mishnah, and we said shelo lishmo lishmo, isn't that el alav bavoda achas? Isn't that talking about where it's one avoda? Right, the Reish is talking about where it's two avodos, and then the Seifa goes on to say, and even if it's in one avoda, and therefore. Rabbi Yossi, Damar Afig Mar Dvarav Adam Nitvas, and then it'll be Rabbi Yossi, obviously, if it's one avoda, because Rabbi Yossi is the one who says we follow the second thing that we also validate the second thing you said. So lo, Leolam b'shtei avodos. No, really, the Seifa is also talking about two avodos, just like the Reisha is. V'Reisha dekoi b'shrit. So then the question: if the Seifa is talking about two avodos and the Reisha is talking about two avodos, so. What's the coming to teach us? What's the chiddush here? V'reisha dekoi b'shchita v'kamachashiv b'shchita. Because the reisha is talking about a case where he's standing doing the shchita and he's thinking about the shchita. Inami koi b'zrika v'kamachashiv b'zrika. Meaning, standard. That's what we thought, right? It means that you're thinking, you're doing the shchita, you're thinking about doing the shchita and you're doing it during the Shrita. You're thinking about the Zrika, doing the Zrika, and then the question is, are you doing that Zrika or Shrita l'shem Psachim or l'shem Shlamim? Right? The Seifa dekoi b'Shrita v'kachashiv b'Zrika. But the Seifa is coming to say that you're standing there doing the Shrita and you're already thinking about the Zrika you're going to do. The Amar, that you're going to say, basically, Hareini shochet es Pesach l'shmo, l'zrok damo shelo l'shmo.
What? What is he doing?
Yeah. It's like quasi daydreaming.
Yeah. He's slaughtering the Karban Pesach, and he's like, this is great. I am slaughtering the Karban Pesach right now for my Karban Pesach, and I'm going to do the Zrika like I do a Zrika for the Shlamim. whatever.
And this is where he's. We're talking about.
Listen, Erev Pesach is a stressful time. Yeah, you don't tie this against
Dibor,
it.
Correct?
What?
This is all with Dibor. Machshava alone.
By Karbanos? By Karbanos?
Specifically, because when they do the shechita or they do the avodah, if they verbalize it, they can say something with a verbally incorrect intent. Whereas if they don't, it's given.
I haven't learned enough kachim to know, but my impression has always been that pigul and machshava chutz lamakom. There's a problem. But, okay.
That's not Yishol Lishma, though.
What?
Pigul is not Yishol Lishma.
No, but it's Machshava.
Right. Mm-hmm. It could be
Lishma. I don't know. We don't have to do anything else. Whenever we require Lishma, we sometimes say it should be in Dibor, ideally.
Oh,
and we'll keep our eye out for that as we tour through.
I'm getting myself next up. So
that's good. That's good. That's good. No, that's great.
What am I getting from here? What am I getting from there?
I'm doing Mishnayomi is in Shabbos right now, and it's very nice because I'm doing Chazara and it recalls a few of these. So we spent a lot of time learning Shabbos together, so it's like a quick nice Chazara system. Okay, anyway, this guy. The Kamash Malan and Kaddish of the Seifa then is Dimachshavin Mevoda Levoda. That we're Machshiv, or that the Machshava from, maybe that, not sure if it's that we are Machshiv, his Machshav from Mevoda, or just that the Machshava from one Voda to the another Voda. Is significant.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a word. Yeah. Vahainu Bayit Rav Papa. And this could be the question of Rav Papa. So, what we're saying is that don't say that just because the Reisha clearly is talking about two avodas, that the Seifa must be talking about one avoda, otherwise there's no Chiddush. Maybe the Reisha is talking about two avodos, but in each avoda, you're just having in mind for that avoda. And the Seifa is saying it's two avodos, but during one of the avodas, you're having the kavana for the other avoda also to be done improperly. Or
not
only,
also.
Sorry, not also, yeah, thank you. That to be done improperly, and maybe that's the Chiddush. So we don't really know. We don't really know. We're, what?
That can be consistent with Rabbi Meir as well.
Yes. We don't know that the Seifa is talking about one avoda, it could be it's two avodas, and there's still a Chiddush. Okay. Toshma, another try. O shalolishmo. Ulishmo puzzle. So this is also from our Mishnah, right? We said it could be done lo lishmo, and then at some point subsequently lishmo, and it's puzzle. Hechidami. So what is this case? Ine b'shtei avodos hashel lishmo v'shalolishmo amart puzzle shalolishmo v'lishmo mibaya. Right. So like, hold on. Well, if let's say we're talking about two avodos here. So this is right. This is the third phrase in the Mishnah. The third case. It's hard to number these cases. So I'm going to stay away from that. But basically, we said in right. So if we're assuming we're talking about two avodos here, so we said if it starts off good, and then it goes not good, starts with lishmo and then becomes lo lishmo and it's pasul. So if it starts off bad, of course it's there's no chiddush here. Of course it's going to even if it ends up lishmo, it's a problem. So that can't be that this case that we're talking about, because if we said that if it starts off lolishmo, sorry, if it starts off lishmo, which is great, and then it becomes lolishmo, and that doesn't work, And then the next case, the next case can't be the reverse, because that's obvious. So the next case must be different. What's the difference? What's the chiddush? Must be talking about one avoda. That's the difference. The first case is talking about two avodos, and the second case, isn't the second case obvious? No, because that's actually two avodos also. I'm sorry, that's not also. That's two avodos. Sorry, one avoda. Final answer. Right, it's one avoda.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Right. Ella. So let's read those words inside again. So Toshma Osha Lolishmo Ulishmo Pasol. So Hechidami. Iname of b'shtei avodos. If you think that first case is two avodos, the second case is two avodos. Hashto lishmo v'shalol lishmo amart pasol. Shalol lishmo, where it starts of lolishmo lishmo mibaya. No, it can't be. El lav bavoda achas. Isn't it talking about bavoda achas? But it's seva bavoda achas. Reisha nami bavoda achas. So rather, the reisha and the seva are both talking about one avoda. So lo. The olam b'shtei avodos. No, really, we're talking about two avodos. Ubedin hu delo itzterich lei. Truth is, you're right. We didn't really need to learn both of those cases. One of them is obvious. Va'aydi d'tana l'shmo, v'shalo l'shmo, tananami shalo l'shmo l'shmo. So, right, so we see that sometimes the Mishnah does that. Yeah. So, you're right. One of them is technically unnecessary, just for the sake of completion and OCD and whatever else. We just wanted to flesh all of the possibilities out. But you're right. Technically, you could have learned it from a Kabbalah Homer, and it's fine. Okay? Third attempt. Toshma. Shachto shalola ochlov. Okay, this is not our Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in a daf from now. Shachto shalola ochlov. If you slaughtered it for people who are not eating it, vishalola menuyav. Or for people who were not included in the original appointment of it, right? We know the special din by Korban Pesach. It'd have to be sign up only, RSVP only. So, Le'al Reilim, Ulitzmeim, or people who are not allowed to eat it because Reilim, Tmeim. So what is Shalo Ochlov? Who are the people that are not eating it? Rashi says.
Vegans,
yeah. I think ill and elderly. I just want to see that inside. Okay, maybe we'll see later. Okay, whatever. Yeah. So, yeah. What?
Ill and elderly. Because later we have our really
Yeah. Demand, so. Yes. So, people who can't eat it for whatever reason. So, puzzle. Okay. So, hacha pshita. So here it's obvious. Here it's obvious that we're talking about avoda achas, right? We're talking about, we're just talking about the slaughtering that was done, and it was done with the wrong kavana, because you thought for certain people that are not allowed to eat, or not going to. Umid seifa b'avoda achas, from the fact that the seifa is talking about one avoda, meaning I think that it's assuming that this Mishnah is the seifa to our Mishnah, the Reisha. Is that what it says? Yeah.
It makes sense.
I'm a little bit lost here. What are the two intentions?
No, it's just one intention. It's one wrong intention.
Okay.
You're slaughtering this Korban Pesach. The part of the Kavanah is for all the appointed people who are allowed to eat and going to eat. And if you have in mind, I'm slaughtering for this RL and this Tamei guy.
Our Mishnah is for Shlomim instead of Pesach. Here it's for Pesach, but for the wrong people.
Okay. Yeah. So, but
this is a different Mishnah.
It's the next Mishnah, and I think it's the very next Mishnah. It's on Sanach Aleph on Aleph, and you know, sometimes the Gemara breaks up Mishnayos, and you look into Mishnayos and it looks different. And sometimes
is this supposed to be the Seifa of our Mishnah?
I believe it's calling it the Seifa of our Mishnah. Yes.
So I'm like, well, the Rishon Seifa, like, wait, what?
Yeah, I believe that this is the Seifa of the Rishon. So now the Gemara is trying to infer from the fact that the Seifa is clearly talking about one avoda, that the Rishon Mishnah also is talking about one avoda.
Okay.
Rishon Nami b'avoda achas. So the Gemara says, Rebbe Nishay b'avoda achas, Rishon Nami b'avoda achas. Midi area? Really? Hakadisa. Like midi ear? Is that really something you're trying to prove? Hakadisa. This is as it is. Seifa b'avoda achas. The seifa is talking about one avoda. meaning the Mishnah on Samach Aleph is one avoda. Reisha, Iva voda achas, Iva shtei avodos. But the Reisha, we're not clear.
Right. Okay.
Toshma, another proof. La ochlav, v'shalo la ochlav, kasher. Is this the same Mishnah? Yeah, it is. Right, so let's see this in full. This line. So let's say you had in mind to slaughter it for people who are not people are going to eat from it and people who are not. Right? That's what I'm saying, no?
Should have been there at the time of the
Gemara. Lo'ochlav, shalo'ochlav, kosher. Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
it has to be proper intent. So proper is there's a whole clove therefore.
Yeah. So okay. So hey, Chidami, what is this case? Inim b'shtei avodos. If you're gonna tell me that it's talking about two avodos over here, v'tama dechoshev bezrika de'in machshavas ochlin. Bezrika.
The question is ochlosh or ochlo referring to two separate avodos or one avodah? Okay.
No.
No.
That's one of
one.
It's just you're thinking of two different things.
Well, ochlav shalol ochlav in the forest was okay. So heichi dot me inema b'shtei avodos. Some just second Rashi wrote shachtol ochlav almanas lizrok shalol ochlav ashmin de kasher, that he slaughtered it for the ones who are eating it almanas lizrok shalol ochlav. Right, meaning. That he, right, kind of like what we saw earlier, that he has in mind to slaughter for the ochlav, but he's gonna do the zrika, not for he's gonna do the zrika for the people who are not eating. So he's having in mind one, to do part of the avoda improperly for the wrong people, so. So again, yeah. So Ibishtei Vodos. Sorry, lost the place. Yeah, so if you're going to tell me it's talking about two avodos, v'tami dechoshev bezrika de'ein machsheves ochlin bezrika, that, and you're going to tell me that the reason is that choshev bezrika, he had the kavana by zrika de'ein machsheves ochlin bezrika. I'm sorry?
Yeah, which means it doesn't matter.
That it doesn't matter.
When you do the bow, the malach of Zrika, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so I'm thinking of the great Rashi over here. But time of my, Mishum de Ein Machsheves Ochlin, that Ein Machsheves post posel ha'ochlin, that the Machshava doesn't posel the Ochlin. Kigon, Chol of Azakin, Poselis Bezrika, de Beshrita hu de Ksibi. Right, that, for example, the chola or the zakein, that it passes it with the zrika to beshchita hu deksivi ochlin, because the shchita, because the pasuk specifically writes shchita by the ochlin. Okay.
Don't we have that in who you're doing it for by the
shchita? Sorry.
So no, are we saying that the intent of the bailam is only the
shchita? By bailam you mean the ochlin?
Yes. If, okay. Let's say it wasn't carbon pasuk. Regular, whatever other
carbon. I don't know about other carbon. So all I'm seeing right now is by carbon Pesach, this specific thing of shchita has to be for the right carbon for the ochlin. And so now what we're saying here is that maybe. So, but what if I have in mind the shchita for the ochlin, and then I'm having in mind the zrika is going to be when I do the zrika is going to be for non ochlin. So that maybe that's not a problem. Dein machshavas ochlin bezrika haba avoda achas kigon b'shvita demayin be machshavas ochlin puzzle. That so, but with by avoda achas, for example, the shvita demayin be machshavas ochlin. That the machshavas ochlin machanya sometimes means helps, but means like impacts it. That's back puzzle for halkaimalon. But we've learned. Miktsas ochlin lo pasla. That if you have part of the ochlin, it doesn't pasla it. Right? As long as some are good. Yeah. So el alab avoda achas. So isn't this case in the sefer talking about avoda achas? Umid the sefer avoda achas. Reishanami avoda achas. And since this sefer over here in our mishnah is talking about achas, so the reisha, meaning our mishnah that we're working about, is also avoda achas. Right? And then same answer. Midi irya halki de isa v'halki de isa. Sifa ba'avoda achas v'risha o ba'avoda achas o b'shtei avodos. Okay? So we have, with four attempts, we have been unable to establish what case our Mishnah is talking about. Is it two avodos or one avoda?